Good morning, dear devotees. Once again, I welcome you all for joining this mid-morning session in Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. I would like to start by sharing a quote by Srila Prabhupada ji. Vrindavan is meant for retirement. Elderly persons in Krishna consciousness can devote all their time to devotional service. Such men are wanted to live in Vrindavan, not women and children. That is a fact. The holy dharma are meant for the sannyasis and brahmacharis especially. If necessary, the management must be done only by sannyasis and brahmacharis, not grihasthas. Letter to Gopal Krishna, June 9th, 1976. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, once again I welcome you all to this mid-morning session. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Padma Sakhi Mataji. She'll be enlightening us on meditation of great acharyas. Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances, Padma Sakhi Mataji. Thank you for your valuable time and wonderful association this morning. We're very fortunate to have you on the call. Waiting very eagerly to hear from you, Mataji. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru and Gauranga ki jai. I now hand over the call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Shivani Mataji, for welcoming everybody. Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you so much to Vinita Gandharvika and Preeti Vilasni Mataji for giving me this opportunity. Oh, am I not audible? Why is she? Hello? Mataji was telling something in the Gandharvika. Thank you so much to Vinita Gandharvika Mataji and Preeti Vilasni Mataji for giving me a chance, an opportunity. I hope I will do some justice. So today's bhajan, the song that I chose was Sachi Sutashtakam. So we will see the Ashtakam, the meaning, and we will try to see what Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is saying in that Ashtakam. Mataji, should I share the screen or will you share the screen or the bhajan? Or is it okay?
I can anything is fine. If you want us to share, I can share for you.
Can you share?
Yeah, I will share.
We'll start prayers when you put it. Om Agnana Timirandasya Agnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravakta Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Mataji? Vinita Gandharvika Mataji? Ashish. Okay, then. Mataji doesn't want you to come on the screen. Okay. Om Mataji, 1 minute. I'm so sorry. Something is stuck in my. Okay. It goes Nava Gauravaram, Nava Pushpasaram, Nava Bhavadaram, Nava Dasya Param, Nava Hasya Karam, Nava Hemavaram, Pranamami Sachi, Suta Gauravaram. Now, you also can sing maybe. And unmuted only one more time. Nava Gauravaram, Nava Pushpasaram, Nava Bhavadaram, Nava Lasya Param, Nava Hasya Karam, Nava Hemavaram, Pranamami Sachi, Nava Gauravaram. So, this Ashtakam was written, composed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. are very beautifully describing the characteristics and qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So usually when we know that person, like if you see any Maharajas or any celebrities, if we know somebody knows them very well, we try to ask them, right? What do they eat? How are they? Please share something about them. So we ask, because we don't have direct access. We always try, if we know somebody who knows that person, so we will definitely ask. So like that, now Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya stayed with Mahaprabhu for almost 18 years. So who else can describe about him? So he is trying to write this Ashtakam. And like how we sing Damodar Ashtakam in the month of Kartik, the Sachisut Ashtakam is sung in the month of the Gaurapurnima month. They recite this song. And as we all know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. He's Radha and Krishna together, right? We all know Gaur Tattva. He's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God, and who came in the form of a devotee. So now Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is describing, and little bit about Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He's one of the greatest scholars and is a grihastha. He's an impersonalist, but he has a lot of knowledge in Vedic literatures, very respectable life, and never did any more immoral activities. Very pure and perfect Brahmana, very truthful, very controlled. So many all over India, so many sannyasis, pandits, they all would come to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to study Vedanta from him. So one time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself entered to Jagannath Puri, because he was Radha and Krishna together, he came in the mood of Radharani. As soon as he see blackish Jagannath, because of like that ecstatic love towards the Lord, he will go unconsciousness, and he just fell down, and everybody didn't know what to do. They didn't know if he's dead or not, and all the priests sometimes were thinking maybe he's a pretender, maybe he's acting like that, and they were trying to wake him up. But then they took him to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was trying to see if he's breathing, if he has some pulse, if he has heartbeat, and they were bringing some cotton fibers keeping near his nose to check if there is any movement, and they're trying to bring him back to consciousness. They tried all the possible things, and then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to consciousness, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was saying, you are very young, just 24. Why do you have to, jump up in the sky, fall down? Why do you have to do all that? He was suggesting him, don't do all that. Like he was telling how to do. And then he also said, can I tell Vedanta to you? So 7 nights and 7 days he was telling Vedanta to Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't say anything. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was like very confused. He's not telling anything. Did he understand, or didn't he? So then he will ask him, like, it's been 7 days, you never opened your mouth. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I understood it, but not in your way. What you're saying is wrong. And then there's a kind of discussion. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya couldn't say anything, because whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying is correct. Like, he proved that what Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya spoke is wrong. And then he kind of was very upset. You know, for somebody scholar, all of a sudden somebody comes and says, like, what you're saying is wrong, and there is a proof also. So he's kind of disturbed. He goes and locks in the room, and then when he was sitting there, he gets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like he gets that revelation. It's revealed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to Jagannath temple and gets the Mahaprasadam, and he will knock the door. Then immediately Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya opens the door, and he will ask for forgiveness. And from then till 18 years, he was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also, and now he said Sachi Sutashtakam. Basically, he didn't see the pastimes of the Lord with Sachi Mata, right? Because all the pastimes with Sachi Mata happened when Mahaprabhu was very young, like before sannyas pastimes. So, but then he kept Sachi Sutashtakam, because usually if we see the names of Krishna also, he always likes to be addressed with the devotee, like Radha Krishna, Radha Damodar, Nandan Nandan, Yashoda Nandan. So he takes more, he feels more happy when we address him, like how Bhishma Pitamaha and Bhishma prayers also, we see like he will address him as Vijaya Sakhe. So he's saying like you're the friend of Arjuna. Always he wants to be addressed that way. So that's why he's using like Sachi Sutashtaka, that name. So then let's see the first shloka. So here it says Nava Gauravaram. So Nava is new, Gauravaram. So it's like when we look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's like new. Suppose we see a person, we always sometimes there is a chance we say that we already know him, right? Suppose we are seeing our children or some Prabhuji's, Mataji's, some of our relatives. We don't look at them as if we are looking them for the first time, right? We know them. So, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nava Gauravaram. He always is looking very new, and his complexion is hue of the fresh cream tinged with kumkum, that color, and like very beautiful Gaura color, Gauravaram, like Gaura complexion, and he's looking new. So, and the Supreme Lord, if we see, whatever form he takes is very beautiful. Usually, a tortoise is not known for the beauty, but when Krishna comes as a Kurma, we highly speak about that avatar. And Varaha, nobody likes a boar, but Varaha avatar is very beautiful. Narsimha avatar is very beautiful. So all the avatars of the Lord are very, very beautiful. And usually what happens, that beautiful form, usually when we do service to somebody, like we do some massage or we take care of somebody, those who do service will always do a sacrifice, and they're not the most happiest. Those who are taking the service are the most happiest. Like suppose yesterday I had some leg pain and my son was massaging. I felt very happy. So, but he was saying, Amma, my hand is paining. So usually the service is like that, right? But if somebody is doing any service for Krishna, they feel more happy. It is very different than Krishna. They feel more happy. That is why what Krishna was thinking, right? Why these gopis enjoy more than me? Why these gopis love me? Like they feel more happier than me when they're serving me. That is one of the reason that he took that mood and complexion of Radharani. He wanted to know, right? So that complexion of Radharani, Gaura color. So he's that golden complexion. And it is also like very, very important to learn from seniors. Suppose we see, I was hearing one lecture, and then the Mataji was explaining. Suppose we hold a baby, 6 months or 8 months old baby, and the mom tries to feed the baby. These days, there is feeding with a lot of gadgets. Even I fed my kids showing some rhymes. But when I was little, I used to see how. In locally in India, they used to feed. They used to carry the baby, then show something here, there. And when we are showing the baby, the mother kinds of keeps a very different expression. So if we keenly observe, the baby as such is not attracted to what the mom is showing. The baby gets attracted first to the mother's face, because all of a sudden the mother's expressions are changing. So the baby kinds of looks like, why my mom is looking like this? And then the baby looks at what the mom is showing. So like that, always it's good to learn from the seniors, because suppose we are attached to some of our mentors or some of our seniors. Because of that attachment, we try to look at what they're showing. If we are attached to a senior devotee, obviously they show us Krishna. So always good to learn from seniors, because they point it out correctly, and very good to get attached to the seniors. Even I was hearing that there's an etiquette when we go to a temple. We should never stand in front of the seniors. We should try to stand behind the seniors, because Krishna always looks, he always searches for his pure devotees, for his sincere devotees. So when he is looking for them, like a celebrity photograph, like recently I saw so many pictures from Sadhu Sangha. My friends from Tampa went, and some they don't have that much relation with some senior devotees, or few Maharajas, they cannot directly go and ask, can I take a picture? So what they were doing, when the Maharajas were taking picture, they were standing somewhere behind, and they were also there in the picture, and then they were sending me, Mataji, we had a picture with the Maharaj. And I remember Vinita Gandharveka Mataji also sent with pictures with few Maharajas. She was sitting a little bit, standing a little bit that side, she was off like sitting down, and then she took pictures. So like that, we also come in that frame. So always good to learn about the Lord through the seniors, and then we are also there in the Lord's picture frame. So we will also be there. So anyways, we'll come. So Navagauravaram is his complexion. They're explaining how beautiful his complexion is. And Navapushpasaram. Pushpasaram is the arrow. Pushpasaram is the arrow. So Pushpa is a flower arrow. So saying he's the ever fresh Cupid who shoots arrows of newly blossoming flowers. So we see, right, heart-shaped pictures with the arrows piercing. That's how they show on the Valentine's Day, right? So Krishna, he is the ever-fresh Cupid. He is shooting the arrows and everybody is so attracted to his beauty. So attracted to his beauty because he's so beautiful. That's why saying Navagauravaram, Navapushpasaram. So Pushpasaram is very, very beautiful. Like if you know the example of Dhanurdas and Hemamba, like this pastime happened in Srirangam, when Ranganath Swami was brought out on a procession, he's going on his Garuda Vahana. Then suddenly a tall man named Dhanurdas, he comes and he was holding an umbrella to his wife Hemamba. And then Ramanujacharya kind of looks at Dhanurdas and he'll be thinking like he's so attracted to his wife, like so much attracted to his wife, like so he wants to know what is the reason. So then Dhanurdas, he will go and ask, why are you so attracted to your wife? Is there any reason? And Dhanurdas says, like, I'm so attracted to her beautiful eyes. Her eyes are so, so beautiful. If you show me someone who is more beautiful than my wife, I will dedicate my life to them. So Ramanujacharya, what will he do? He will take Dhanurdas with him. And there was a camphor aarti, I think, going on. And then in the reflection, that light of that camphor aarti, Ranganath Swami's glowing, beautiful eyes. There was immediate attraction from Dhanurdas. And he started dedicating his life. So, and as said, his wife also followed him. And then the next line, Navabhavadharam. So he's showing different kinds of emotional ecstasies. And there is no motivation. His love, like his newer modes, new emotions, new ecstasies. He's doing everything without any motivations. And coming to Krishna's beauty effort, like if you see in which book? Gopala Guru Goswami's Sishya, what's his name? Dhyana Chandra Goswami. Yeah, he writes in his Gaura Govind Archana Smarana Paddhati, the age of Krishna. Krishna is in the Goloka, he's always 15 years, 9 months, 7.5 days old. And Radharani is 14 years, 2 months and 15 days old. So they never become old. They are just of that age. So very, and these days, the cosmetic advertisement, if we see, they show so many costly products to say that you not get wrinkles. You take some shots. You like to improve complexion, to improve the glow. These that so much they spend money on all that. But I remember as a child. I think most of you also remember the Santur mommy's example. Santur mommy. She says, "I use Santur." So yeah, Mahaprabhu has that natural, beautiful face. So Nava Gauravaram, Nava Pushpasaram, Nava Bhavadaram, nice emotion, like new emotions. And Nava Lasyavaram, he dances also. And like you see Krishna Leela, Krishna dances on Kaliya. So that's a different dance. Krishna dances with the gopis. That's a different dance. Krishna dances with the peacocks, monkeys. It's a different dance. He dances with his gopa friends. That's a different dance. So different kinds of postures and different dances. So he's showing all new in that. New dances. Nava Hasyakaram. So he makes so many jokes. He was also very naughty like Krishna when he was little. So many pastimes, we know the thief pastimes and the bathing in the Ganges pastimes. So many childhood pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu where he was very, very naughty. And the most, one of my favorite and very wonderful pastime of Kolavecha Sridhar. I know most of you all must have known that pastime. But just we will see how naughty little Nimai, He was so naughty, and every day he would go to this banana seller Kolavecha Sridhar. And Kolavecha Sridhar was a very, very poor person. His dress was torn in 20 places. His hut has holes in so many places. His hut has holes, but still he was so devoted, not selling anything. We say patram pushpam palam toim, right? So he used to offer all these four to Krishna. He used to sell banana flowers, banana leaves, banana barks, and then whatever very less profit, very, very less profit, and whatever less profit he gets, he used to give to offer to Krishna only. He used to take Ganges water, and in the end of the day, he would offer all those to Krishna only. So such a poor man, but you know, not at all greedy. So Chaitanya Mai Pandit every day would go, and he would argue. He wanted to buy something, and then when he says the price, he would say, "It's very costly. You are cheating. You are cheating." And then Kolavecha Sridhar would say, "What? I am not cheating. You can ask anywhere." But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would argue for hours, 1 hour, 2 hour, and then finally he would say, "I will take this. I am not going to pay anything for you." Like that, he would take the banana leaves some days, banana flowers, and then sometimes bananas, and then sometimes he would just steal, run away. And then Kolavecha Sridhar would laugh. He was not getting angry. He was so attached to this little Nimai. And even one day, if he will not come, also he would be waiting. Though he was not paying, though he is stealing, like every day he would wait. And one time, little Nima, he will ask, like, "Why do you worship Krishna? What did he do for you? See, you're so poor. All these atheistics are living very nice life. Your hut house is not good. Your dress is not good. You don't have proper food. You don't have furniture. All you have is just that old pot." It was said that even the robbers in the Bengal wouldn't steal that pot. It was so old. All he has, that he would clean that only. He would drink in that only. He would offer in that only. He was, and you look, you look so emaciated. You look so undernourished. You're not at all eating properly. Look at your neighbors. And then you chant whole night. Where do you get from the energy? Like Kolavecha Sridhar, he would chant in the night, and the neighbors would get so disturbed with his loud chanting. Sometime they would throw the rotten vegetables on him, thinking that, you know, he didn't eat, that's why he's so tired of not eating, and he's just, you know, making all these noises. And then they would do all this, but Kolavecha Sridhar was very, very undisturbed. So little Imai would tease him, saying, Better you don't worship Krishna. What did he give you? And then, but then he would say only one thing. After hearing to little Nima, he would say, whether one is living in a palace or whether it is a bird living in the nest with just feathers, everybody's life, they're just trying to be happy. And somehow they're getting the same thing, the food and the need is met. I don't want, you know, any opulence. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one time, like that, so much at these naughty pastimes, Nimai would tease him and then do, and Nimai would get so much pleasure. He could eat in silver plates and golden plates, but he would feel so happy eating in that banana leaf, and he would be so happy eating the banana flower sabji. And one time, even in the, when he showed in Mahaprakash Leela at Shiva's Angan, also he asked his associates to go and call for Sridhar. And he said, like, you go like down the streets, then if you hear the chanting of the holy names, that is none other than Kolavecha Sridhar. Just go and bring him. And then Kolavecha Sridhar comes, and he will ask, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will ask, "I want to give you something." But Kolavecha Sridhar will say, "No, I don't want anything." And he will say, like, "Last life you were Sudama, this life you are Kolavecha Sridhar. I want to give you something," but he will not ask. He will say, "Life after life, I want to see you in that, remember you in that little form of Nimai, and who always comes to me and who always teases me, who is always, you know, naughty and steals my bananas. I want to see that form of the Lord." So like that, he was very naughty. Nava Hasya Karam, he was also naughty, and Nava Hemavaram. So he's emphasizing again, Sarvabhoumacharya is emphasizing again on the brilliant luster, the molten golden complexion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is again mentioning. Nava Hemavaram. Pranamami Sachisuta Gauravaram. So his emphasizing again means that is very important to remember his golden complexion. So he's saying, Pranamami Sachisuta Gauravaram, I bow down to that Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. So that is the first paragraph. First Ashtaka, first Shloka. The second one now is Nava Prema Yutam Navanita Sucham Nava Vesha Kritam Nava Prema Rasam Nava Dhavilasat Subha Prema Mayam Pranamami Sachi Sutta Gauravaram Nava Prema Yutam Navanita Sucham Nava Vesha Kritam Nava Prema Rasam Nava Navilasat Subha Prema Mayam Pranamami Sachi Sutta Gauravaram. Now let's see what Sarvamat Sarvatacharya is saying in the second shloka. He's saying, Nava Prema Yutam, he's saying, is endowed with ever fresh love of Godhead. Yutam means worshipping. So he's saying, with love, he's worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's not at all feeling bored. Like so much love. When so much love is there, you want to hear again and a lot of prema. That prema is never ending. It's not boring. Nava. It's always the same, as if like the first time he's hearing. Suppose I see these little kids, sometimes me also, when we know that the pastime, will say, I know this, and we don't pay that much interest or attention to hear. But here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's God himself, he's devotee also, he like both the roles, right? So he's not feeling bored, and he's listening to the pastimes of the Lord as if he is hearing for the first time. So that's what he's saying. Nava Prema Yutam is endowed with ever fresh love. He's not bored. Nava Neeta Sucham, his radiant luster is like a color of fresh butter. So here, I don't think we see that exact yellowish color of the butter. But in India, if we see, the fresh butter is like very shining, very soft, very yellowish luster. Like even here, if we see the Kirtlan butter, it's still shining. But imagine the fresh butter, Girkau butter, how it would be. And that too in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time and Krishna's time. So I say space is also glowing like that. And if you remember, Gopis sometimes would complain to Yashoda Maya, saying that, you know, you're putting a lot of jewelry and he's coming to steal our butter. Though it's kept in the dark room, but because the jewelry is reflecting a lot of shine, because of that reflection, he is able to find where the pots are. And Yashoda Maya agrees to remove the jewelry. But still he was stealing, because he has that natural shiny luster. He's very radiant. That's why he could even see without the jewelry. And Nava Vesha Kritam. Vesha is the attire, the dress. So that Nimai Pandit time, and if you see Krishna, right? So when before becoming sannyasi, Nimai Pandit was dressed, wearing very nice dhotis, different kinds of turbans. And when he takes bath and come back from Ganges with his sishyas walking behind, he would walk in a nice, like, you know, different style. Everybody would wait to look at him. So he, like, Navaveshakritam, his fresh attire, very new attire, is always ever new fashions. And Nava Prema Rasam, he relishes ever new mellows for Krishna. He's showing different mellows. Like it's never ending. That's why he's adding that word Nava. It's not boring. It's never ending. Every time new mellows is showing towards Krishna. And Navadha Vilasat Subha Prema Mayam. So Navadha, he's showing all the Navavida Bhakti also. All the nine process of Bhakti is following very, very nicely. So he shines in the ninefold new ways while executing the ninefold processes of devotion. He's permeated with a most auspicious loving nature. So when someone talks about Krishna, we get so attracted to them, because they are practicing everything so nicely. They are very sincere. That's how everybody got so attracted to Srila Prabhupada, right? Because of his purity, his practicing, his sincere practice, sincere sadhana. So like that, he was following all the Navavida Bhakti so nicely. So he's permeated with auspicious, loving nature. So he's saying, I bow down to that Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. That's about the second one. Now the third shloka. Hari Bhakti Param Hari Namadayam Arajatya Karam Hari Namapadam Hari Bhakti Param Hari Namadayam Arajatya Karam Hari Namapadam Nayane Satakam Pranayashtudaram Pranamami Sachi third shloka, Hari Bhakti Param. Hari Bhakti is the devotion of Sri Hari. He is absorbed in the devotion of Sri Hari. Hari Nama Dharam. He maintains the chanting. So many times, even in my house, I see when I ask my relatives to chant, they say, a whole day we are chanting. Why to sit and chant with beads? We all know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his Sankirtan, but he also chanted Hari Nam on the beads. Many times people ask, why to chant on beads? Why can't we just always meditate? Why can't we always say, keep on saying the mantra? So he maintains the chanting of the names of Hari. He thought that we should be humble to able to chant constantly. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the one who gives us that mercy to be able to chant properly. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is writing Hari Nama Dharam. So he also chanted rounds holding the beads, and also to chant with utmost humility. So humility is very, very important. Lord gets so attracted to humility. Like if the Vasudeva Vipra story, where he was he had the leprosy and a lot of worms used to go on his body, and then when the worms fall down, he would put them back. That kind, that humble he was, never blaming God for why this is happening. And what happened to him? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just hugged him. Just with one touch, he became the most beautiful form. Like he got the most beautiful. He looked like the most beautiful adult man, right? So we should always be, that humility is the most attractive factor to the Lord. Is he saying Kara Japya Karam Hari Nama Param? While chanting, he counts the holy names or the fingers of his hands. He is addicted to the names of Hari. Nayane Satatam Pranayashrudharam. He is addicted to the name of Hari. He always has tears of love welling in his eyes when he keeps He's addicted to, see, when we are addicted to somebody, a mother, like so much of affection, basically addiction is so much of attachment, so much of affection. Like sometimes the mother just cries when she sees the son, not with sadness, with like over love. When there is a bucket and we keep on pouring water, when it is full, what happens? It just flows, right? Like that, if we have so much of love, it is so much filling. Because of the chanting, the heart becomes soft, and so much of love, it is so overwhelming. It just overflows. The love overflows through tears. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so attached, addicted to the name of Hari. He's always chanting on the holy names, and he maintains the chanting, and also is absorbed in the devotion of Sri Hari. So he's saying, I bow down to that Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. See, so sweet pastimes. Like there is one place called Badal. I think it's near, yeah. So one time it was very, very hot, very hot. And then Krishna was coming with, it's a summer pastime. So I think the place is called as Badla or Badli, named after the cloud. So Krishna, he's very tired, so hot. And then he's lying down on the grass, because the grass is so sweet, refreshing under the tree in Vrindavan. And then the cowherd boys are massaging his feet, trying to sprinkle some water, fanning him with the leaf. And then the gopas will ask, Krishna, Krishna, you many times show so much of mercy, so much of pastimes you did, so much you killed demons, you did so much. Now can you please help us with this with this heat? It's so hot, we are feeling so hot. Then immediately Krishna will take his flute and he will start playing his flute, and then immediately the cloud, big cloud forms like an umbrella, nice breeze will start coming and small droplets will be flowing, the small droplets will be falling. And then the Gopa boys will start saying that, you know, yeah, the cloud is your best good friend. So why I'm saying is, because humility, he loves that simplicity, that humility, that how Krishna is so attached to the Vrajavasis. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than the Jan Krishna. So he's always, he's showing us, it's like how a teacher, suppose a teacher, now my son learns from a teacher and he says, I don't know. Then the teacher takes time, lot of time to teach him the drawing or anything. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Lord himself, whom everybody wants to serve, who is after service to him, he is coming and he is showing how to hold beads, how to chant, how to do like a teacher. He's coming and teaching everything to us, the basics also. And then we'll go to the fourth one. So here is described how nicely Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is saying to him, that Gaura, that beautiful son of Mother Sachi, I bow down to him. And the fourth one, satatam janata bhavata paharam paramartha parayana lokagatim, satatam janata bhavata paharam paramartha parayana lokagatim, navalehakaram jagatapaharam pranamami sachi sutagauravadam, navale hakaram jagatapaharam pranamami sachi sutagauravadam. This is very beautiful. Ashtakam. This sloka particularly, I liked it very much when I was seeing. So it's like satatam janata bhavatapaharam. Tapa, miseries of the material world, is always removing the suffering of material existence for mankind. So basically, we have different types of material miseries, tapatrayas, right? Adi daivik, adi adhyatmik, adi bhautik. So material miseries can come in any form. Either it could be, it's so heat, some disease, something. So whenever, suppose we are sick, what will we do? We will call a doctor. Or before going to doctor, we will take a medicine. Like at home itself, we'll try to take some medicine. Or if it is too much, we'll call the doctor. Then the doctor, or we will go, they'll come. Then what will happen? The doctor will take the money and he will go. Right? He will go. That's, or if we are in the ICU, he will treat, he'll take the money, he'll go. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that kind of doctor who will come even without calling. He knows that we are suffering. He knows, the Lord knows that how much we are suffering with all these material miseries. So without even his coming, he's giving the medicine of chanting. Previously, he was also chanting, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained. So he's giving the medicine of what to do so that we will not get these material miseries. And not only that, he will not leave. He's with us. Before we are born, he will be with us after we die. He's always there with us. He's not even leaving us, but we are only not finding that he's there with us. Like suppose, because we are so much into this material attachment to these material things, that we forget, we realize that this merciful doctor is there with us, treating us. Like if there is a person who takes alcohol, if he takes in a small amount, still he knows that he's not able to drive. Like little bit he knows what is happening. But if it's like too much, like too much into that addiction, what will happen? That Baba, he doesn't even know. If he, even if he's in ditch, he falls in the ditch, we raises him, what will he say? He will say, hey, who is doing this? I am very good. What nonsense you're doing? Just leave me, leave me. He doesn't even realize what is happening to him. So we are in that kind of bhavarogam, that kind of disease, that we are think we are happy, we are happy. We don't need this, we don't need this. But that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, satatam janata bhavatapaharam, is removing, is always satatam, is always trying to remove those material sufferings to all of us. That merciful is. And paramartha parayana lokagatim. Paramatma parayana lokagatim. So he's saying whoever has buddhi, they will start thinking, what should I do? So they will understand what is our goal. At least they will try to think that we have to surrender, reach like this. Krishna is our goal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our goal. They will think like that. So Sarvabhattacharya is saying in this shloka that he is the goal of the life for persons who are dedicated to the supreme interest, Panchama Purushartha Krishna. That is the goal. Paramartha Parayana Lokagatim. He is our goal. That's what the dedicated people will realize. Navaleha Karam Jagat Tapaharam. So he inspires men to become like honeybees, eager for honey. That is Krishna Prema. And he removes the burning fever of this material world. And one might say, okay, so he's removing the material miseries only to those who are favorable to him. So those only who like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to him only is he partial. He doesn't... is he not favorable to anybody who is against to him? It's not like that, right? If it was like that, why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would instruct Srila Prabhupada to preach in the West? Why Srila Prabhupada would take all the hardships to come to the West, do the preaching and, you know, catch hold of people saying that you are in Maya? They were very ignorant, right? It was not a need, but still it was all the Lord's plan that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati instructed Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada came here, and what a phenomenal job, we all know. So Krishna cares for everybody, whether we care for him or not, is always caring, and he always wants to remove those material miseries to all of us. So now he is saying, pranamami sachi suta gauravaram. So to that son of Sachi Mata, I bow down. Is Sarvabhattacharya is again saying. Now we will see the fifth shloka, fifth ashtaka. Yes. Nija bhakti karam priya charutaram tata nartana nagara rajatulyam. Nija bhakti karam priya charutaram tata nartana nagara rajatulyam. Kula kavini manas lasya karam pranamami sachi suta gauravaram. Tulakamini matasalasyakaram pranamami sachi sutta gauravaram. Yeah, when I was thinking about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that he's the doctor who comes to remove all the material miseries. Yesterday only, I know some of you who are in Houston might be knowing. So I know very closely, we know our God brother's family. So this Prabhuji was diagnosed with a cancer, and this cancer spoiled his heart. So the doctor said he had only 1 year to live, because they cannot do a heart transplant if the cancer is still there, and if the cancer is not cured, and if they transplant his heart, so the cancer is again going to grow back. So the doctor said he has only one year for the heart. Heart will take 1 year to, you know, completely stop functioning. So Prabhuji was going through a very, very rough phase, and some of you who knows my situation also, what all I have gone through. So all these material miseries will come, but then devotees are very merciful. The holy name is so, the holy name removes all the material miseries. So this Prabhu, who, where the doctor said, sorry, we cannot treat you, you know, we cannot treat you. And then they gave up the hope. But finally, you know, he was treated. The heart got transplanted. Of course, the suffering is still there because of the challenges. But still, for a person where the doctor said, you know, we cannot treat you, they could treat him. The cancer is gone. The heart is replaced. So the heart is transplanted. So it's a wonderful miracle, like how the holy name removes. And when he was talking to Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj was also saying, you know, how Parikshit Maharaj took shelter. So keep remembering about Parikshit Maharaj and take as much as shelter possible, as much as shelter of the holy names, and surrender as much as you can to Lord Krishna. So when we do that, really, that should give the hope of how the material miseries are taken away. Miracles happen with the holy name. But of course, again, as we saw in the previous, I think third or second shloka, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did unmotivated bhakti. So we should not expect anything. But the Lord is always there to take care of us. That is what I meant if we surrender. So in the fifth verse, it is said that Nija Bhakti Karam. Nija Bhakti means the true bhakti, not the pure bhakti. So he motivates pure devotion unto himself. He came as a teacher. So he's showing us this is how we have to do. So he motivates pure devotion unto himself. Priya Charutaram. He's most attracted to his beloved servitors. Very most attracted to his people who are serving him. They get so attracted to him. Nata Nartana Nagara Rajakulam. So he has Nata Nartana, he has his associates who are dancing. So much of beautiful dance they're performing. But of all his associates, he's like a Raja. His dance is like a king, like a Raja. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dances like that. Kula Kamini Manasa Lasyakaram. So Kamini, desires. So Mahaprabhu will spiritualize our senses also. They are the ones that are causing trouble, right? The senses, the mind, they give always excuses. You want to fast, but the mind says, hey, you know what? You have been not eating actually. Even yesterday you didn't eat. Oh, maybe you're tired, or somebody will come and say, make us, you know, the mind will send some reasons to convince ourselves to break the fast, to break our vow, to break our vrat. So the mind always, mind and senses are always creating a trouble. So, but Kula Kamini, so Mahaprabhu knows how to spiritualize, like he gives that strength to spiritualize our senses and our mind. So many times we hear new devotees coming, they're just coming. They'll say, oh, we stopped watching movies, Mataji. We stopped eating meat, Mataji. We stopped eating, going to restaurants. We are not eating outside food. We are not eating onion and garlic also. So they say that. Then when we ask, sometimes, what are you doing? Then they will say their material accomplishments. They don't do this, but they're doing that. But that is not of use, right? So what you should do, so your bucket is empty and you have to fill the bucket with all the good you have to spiritualize, right? Use everything for Krishna. You can do a lot of things. You can stitch dresses. You can take care of deities. You can make jewelry. You can cook for them. You can give classes. You can learn Mridanga. You can teach Mridanga. There are so many things. In my own case also, when I was getting married, in my office they were asking, like, you know, they know that I was getting married to a ISKCON devotee. And then, oh my god, my project manager back in those days in Hyderabad, they all were like, you will not believe, every day they would brainwash me saying that, oh, why are you marrying a ISKCON guy? You are like a very happy-go-lucky girl. You are a very fun-loving. You're very, very talented. Why do you want to marry these devotees? They're so boring. People think like that. They don't mix with anybody. They don't go anywhere. These, that. They used to tell a lot, but and then they used to get mad at me when I would say, no, I think it should be okay. So the point is, and after I came here and when I started my Krishna conscious journey after coming to USA, then everything, like, now I tell to everybody, there is nothing, but we don't have time. Literally, there is no time. We want to do so many things, and we are more busy than those who are doing the material people, right? We engage in so many things, so many activities, so much fun. We have a family, so much love. So there is not even a single day since day one that I started my Krishna consciousness here. My friends even ask me, and I tell, never I am bored. I'm so happy. So we have to kula kamini manasa lasya karam. So that lust, that desires should be spiritualized. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will show us the path. He teaches us. He's teaching us how to do devotion, do bhakti, and then they will get spiritualized. So he's saying, pranamami sachi suta gauravaram. Sarvamatacharya is saying, I bow down to Gaura, the most beautiful son of Mother Sachi. Now we'll see the sixth ashtakam.
கரதாலவலம் கலகாந்தரவம் மிருதுவாத்ய சுவீனிகயா மதுரம் நிஜ பக்தி குணாவிருத்தநாத்யகரம் பிரணமாமி சச்சி சுத கௌரவரம் கரதாலவலம் கலகந்தரவம் மிருதுவாத்ய சுவீனிகயா மதுரம் நிஜ பக்தி குணாவிருத்தநாத்யகரம் பிரணமாமி சச்சி சுத கௌரவரம்.
So what is Sarvabhaumacharya explaining here? Karatalavalam kalakantaravam. He plays kartals as his throat emits sweet melodious sounds and the vibrant notes of veena are softly playing. So karatalavalam kalakantaravam mruduvadya suvinikaya maduram. So kirtan is not just mridanga, kartal, harmonium. There used to be like soft melody, like veena-like instruments. The Harinam was so beautiful with all these sweet melodious sounds of veena, these instruments. And they're saying, Nija Bhakti Gunavrita Natya Karam. So as we just discussed, 1 minute. Yes. So Nija Bhakti Gunavrita Natya Karam. So Sarvabhaumacharya explains, as we discussed, bhakti is not boring. And what one thing we have to, if you remember that Aladdin story, Aladdin and genie, what will the genie say? I will do anything for you, but if you don't give me work, then the genie doesn't like it. The genie will say, I will eat you or I will destroy you, like that, right? So what will a smart, I heard in one story, what will a smart person do? He gave a work saying that, you see that coconut tree? So you go onto the coconut tree and you come down. Go up, come down, go up, come down. So the genie goes up, come down, goes up, come down, goes up, come down, right? So the genie always does that. And the mind is also like that. So mind always should be engaged. If the mind is not engaged, then that is when it is bored. Mind should be engaged in spiritual activities. Very busy. If we keep our mind engaged in, see, sometimes today I have class, right? So yesterday I didn't go on to the YouTube. Because we have class, we are very busy. Otherwise, even if I have little time, sometimes I waste time by watching some cookery shows. I am honest here. I will waste my time. But when we are engaged, very busy, then we don't even get a single minute to waste. So, in Kumbh Mela, one time, Srila Prabhupada's disciples were also there, all Americans wearing dhoti. So everybody felt that, wow, foreign disciples, it will be very nice, very new experience, even if I have the foreign disciples. So they will kind of ask them, come, we will teach you meditation. We will teach you this different philosophy. You just have to close eyes. Then you will see something black and it is so nice. And you will see Krishna. And, they will be explained. No. You'll see something black. So they'll be talking high about what they wanted to teach. And they will be thinking, okay, maybe we should go. But they'll ask, okay, but there, will there be rasgullas? Like after everything what you're describing, after we see all this, do we have rasgullas that our Guru Maharaj is giving? And then they will say, no rasgullas. So the point here is we should engage our mind in higher tastes. So Prabhupada fed them rasgullas. They're so attached to that sweet rasgulla balls. They're thinking like that high taste is like embedded in them. So basically here, the point is Karat, they're talking about the instruments, how nicely the kartals, how nicely the veena goes, how beautiful the kirtan is, and how that nija bhakti is shown, like they're dancing in that beautiful musical instruments, all the dance that is happening. So it's describing pranamami sachi suta gaura varam. To that gaura, the beautiful son of mother Sachi, I bow down unto him. So then we will see the seventh one.
Yugadharmayutam punanandasutam tarani suchitram bhavava gochitam tanudhyanachitam nijavasayutam pranamami sachi sutagauravadam yugadharmayutam punanandasutam tarani suchitram bhavava gochitam tanudhyanachitam nijavasayutam pranamami sachi suta gauravaram.
So yuga dharma, we know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared to establish the yuga dharma. Yuga dharma yutam punar nanda sutam. He is accompanied by the sankirtana movement, which is the religious practice for the age of Kali. He is the son of Nanda Maharaj. Come again, he is the one who started yuga dharma, and he is the one being worshipped. See, he is the one, yuga dharma yutam, he is the one who came, and he is the one, he is none other than Nanda sutam. He is the one who is being worshipped. Dharani suchitram bhava bhavachitam. Dharani is Mother Earth. So she felt so happy when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and he's walking on Mother Bhumi, Mother Earth. So she is very, very happy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with that bhav of how to help these people, and he started walking on this earth planet. Mother Dharani, she was also very, very happy. He's extraordinarily brilliant ornament on the earth. Tanu dhyana shitam nija vasa yutam. His consciousness is fixed in meditation on his own form of Krishna, is always accompanied by his transcendental abode. Nija vasa yutam means worshipping the place where he is there. So basically the holy dhams. Nija vasa, vasa is the place, yutam is worship, nija is the real place that the Lord is staying. So tanu dhyana chitam nija vasa yutam. So he's accompanied, he came to establish the yuga dharma, and he is the one who is none other than the son of Nanda Maharaj, and he came again, and he's the one being worshipped. He is a brilliant ornament on the earth, and his consciousness is fixed on the form of Lord Krishna. And also, see, holy dhams are very, very important. And many times we see, like when they go to Mayapur, Vrindavan, and any holy dham, to the matter of the fact. So it's like very beautiful. People's heart and conscience. Many times we see they don't like to chant, but when we give them this kirtan, just take them for yatras, because they are very potent. The dham, the appearance place of the Lord, the place where the Lord stayed, they're very, very potent, that they have a very huge impression that people, after coming back, they really will show interest in services. All of you must have experienced, and even ourselves, if we go to those dhams, our consciousness will change a lot, because it's very, very powerful. That place is very potent. So he's saying, I bow down to Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. And the last one.
Arunam nayanam charanam vasanam vadhane skalitam svakanamadharam purute surasam jagata jivanam pranamami sachi suta gauravaram. Arunam nayanam charanam vasanam vadhane skalitam svakanamadharam ते सुरसं जगता जीवनं प्रणमामि सचि सतगौरवरम्.
So Arunam, Nayanam, Charanam, Vasanam. So sun, basically Arunam is sun. Sun has different names like Ravi. I'm not remembering, but Aruna is also sun god's name. So, but this Aruna is the morning when the sun is rising in the morning. How beautiful the sun is, like with the different yellowish, reddish hue. When we wake up, it's in the midnight, like it's mid-afternoon 12, we don't say, oh, the sun is beautiful. Only sun setting and sun rising, we appreciate the colors of the sun, right? So Krishna is of that complexion. So Arunam Nayanam, so morning rise, that beautiful color. So his eyes, Charanam, feet of the, his eyes, his soles of the feet, his clothing are reddish, the color that heralds the rising sun. Vadane skalitam swaka namadharam. As he utters his own name, his voice. Sometimes when we like somebody, we are kind of that love, we are kind of stuttering. We cannot pronounce it properly. When the person is in front of us, we don't even, the voice doesn't even come. Because of that ecstatic feeling, that love, he's uttering his own name. He's a devotee, he's uttering the names of the Lord. Both roles, right? So his voice, he cannot say, he's stuttering. Kurute surasam jagata jivanam. There is life in the universe. But what happens? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes to add that sweet flavor, that premaras. There is life in the universe, but that prema, that premaras, only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can give. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is saying, his complexion, his arunam, his eyes are that beautiful, his eyes are that of that color, that beautiful color, pinkish, yellowish color, and his soles are of that color, his clothing is of that, his clothing are reddish like that color, and when he's uttering his own name, he is stuttering. When we love somebody, it happens like, I'm remembering one Vrindavan pastime, I think her name is Bhanumati Gopi. Yes, Bhanumati Gopi, she is Bhugarbha Goswami. Some say she is Bhugarbha Goswami is Bhanumati Gopi. So what happens is Bhanumati Gopi gets married, and then she lives in a place very close to Nanda Bhavan, like Nandagram. So then what is happening, her in-laws will say, you don't even think about Krishna. You don't even have to go and meet him, because just now Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is explaining Arunam Nayanam is about the beautiful color. So Bhanumati Gopi's in-laws will say, oh, he has that magic eyes. When you just go and see, you get so attracted to his eyes, and then you just get so attracted. So I don't want you to go and see Krishna. That's the rule that they kept to this Bhanumati Gopi. And every day they keep on telling, every single day they keep on telling that, don't go and see Krishna, don't go and see Krishna. He has magic eyes, his eyes are beautiful. Yeah. And unknowingly they're mentioning about Krishna every single day. So she has that attraction now. Hearing, that attraction is there. She wants to see Krishna. But how? Now she will break the promise of what she gave to her in-laws. So what she's doing, she's weeping, she's crying, she's feeling separated. And then one day she will see the servant of Ranga Gopi. And then she will say her desire. I'm just saying in a cut short form the story. So she will tell to Ranga Gopi that this is my desire. I want to see Krishna, but I made a promise. So what to do? Then the Ranga Gopi servant will say that no, in Vrindavan, if it's an obstacle suit to see Krishna, it doesn't count. It's okay. You can, you know, break the promise. So somehow she convinces her. And then she says, you have to go to Radharani if you want to have darshan of Krishna. If you want to meet Krishna, you should go through Radharani. So she will say where Radharani is. She's in Varsana. So Radharani is there in Varsana, sitting there nicely on the nice kusha grass in a grove, and the sakhis, her assistants, are trying to cool her. Nice water fountains are there. They're sprinkling the water with the kesh. I forgot the oil. To cool down the body, they use one oil. So they're using all that, fanning Radharani, then Bhanumati, because, and then Bhanumati Gopi will go there. And see, Radharani always wants to give us service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani, always wants to engage, always wants to give us Krishna, always wants to help the fallen souls. His mood is that, always giving service. Radharani's mood is that, right? So Radharani will understand Bhanumati Gopi's feelings, and she will say, Krishna is going to come. Anytime Krishna is coming, so you will have his darshan now. Make the paraphernalia, arrange paraphernalia that can cool Krishna's body. So then immediately Bhanumati gets service. So she will go and arrange for it. In no time, she will arrange for, I forgot that one long necked pot, one long necked pot, one kind of vessel. What do we call? I think I saved it. Let me see. If anybody knows the name also, they can. Bhanumati, where is that? 1 minute, I'll see. I saved the name somewhere. All right. Surahi. So she will bring that, it's called Surahi, that long egg pot filled with cool water of Yamuna. So Bhanumati Gopi will bring that, and then she'll bring nice perfumed oil, and then she will bring handkerchiefs dipped in Kerwa water. Nice smell will come in the Kerwa water, and then she will make some nice drink with flowers that cools the body, heart, mind. So she makes that drink, and she arranges, and she mixes camphor with chandan to apply on Krishna and cool the body. And then Krishna came, and when Krishna came, Krishna and Radha will sit on an asan, and that asan is nothing but a lotus leaf. And then Bhanumati Gopi will start doing service. So why I am saying this is, in the Satyasutashtakam, we are basically talking about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is teaching all this. He's, how nicely he's performing all the devotion. And he himself is showing us the way also. And he's the most merciful in the mood of Radha Rani, Radha Bhav, to engage all of us in the service of Krishna. And he wants us to give that darshan of Krishna. So like this Bhanumati Gopi, she wanted to have darshan of Krishna, and she's feeling that separation. She has that ecstatic feelings, and she was crying. She was crying to have darshan of Krishna. And finally it happened. So that is about Satyasutashtakam that I wanted to tell. I'm so sorry if I made any mistakes or if I didn't do any justice. I didn't have much time to prepare. Mataji told me 2-3 days back, but I was occupied with so many other service here and didn't get much time to prepare. But sorry if I did any mistakes. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sorry. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada. All the Vaishnavas.
Yes, Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much, Mataji, for singing and explaining the Sachi Suti Ashutam so beautifully. Sutta, sorry. I pronounce it wrong. You gave such a nice example of Ganudas, who was attracted to the Lord Raghunath's eyes and started serving him. And also a very beautiful example of Kolovich, who was very poor, had holes in his house. I mean, he only sold banana leaves, hardly had anything to eat. But whatever he had, full-heartedly, gave it to the Lordship and had no desire of the opulences. Very beautiful. When you shared the story of your God brother, I had the realization, Mataji, when we have with full faith, we take the shelter of the holy name. But no matter what happens, yes, problems will happen, health issues will happen, but God is with us. Krishna is with us. And when, Krishna wants to save you, no one can destroy you. No one can do anything to you. But when Krishna has left you, no one can save you in this world. Very, very beautiful class. Thank you so much for your beautiful association and for a very nectarian class, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
Dear devotees, if you have any realizations, please go ahead at this time.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Padma Sakhi Mataji. Brilliant class. I mean, it was just flowing with so much ease from your mouth, all the stories. I think you covered every single aspect of the beauty of the Lord with a very relevant story. And you were taking us on a journey. We were seeing Navadvip Dham, we were seeing Vrindavan Dham, we were seeing pastimes of Krishna, pastimes of Gaura, everything. And you filled it with so many personal realizations. And it was beautiful. You have an amazing art of capturing the experience. Such a pleasure. It's lovely. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Padma Sakhi Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Mataji, for such a beautiful class. Very nice pastimes you have covered and explanation of each stanza of the song. So many beautiful realization, your own realizations also you have put in. It's very nice, Mataji, how the holy name is the only shelter. Whatever the situation comes in, but if you catch hold of the holy name, then automatically we can get rid of all the problems. And also the pure devotees, wherever the pure devotees are there, if we are around them, Krishna will definitely see us. Very beautiful examples that you've given from Sadhu Sangha. I was laughing for that example. Thank you so much. So nice class, Mataji. Thank you so much for your time. I know it's a holidays time. Children are troubling you around, but still you made it. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Padma Sakhi Mataji. I really like your class and I like the Sadhu Sangha examples. I like all the stories and I like the song.
Thank you. Siddhini Krishna is also your friend. He is also helping me. He's sitting right here playing Mridanga and hearing.
Oh.
Good boy. Good boy, Dina Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
हरे कृष्ण जी पद्म शखी माता जी दंडवत प्रणाम श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील गुरुदेव की जय गोपीनाथ की एज यूजुअल योर क्लास इज वेरी वेरी इंस्पायरिंग माता जी व्हेन आई केम बिफोर 12 इयर्स इन अमेरिका आई क्राइंग 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 दैट व्हाई कृष्णा इज सेंडिंग मी हियर एंड देन आदि प्रभु टोल्ड दैट व्हेन एवर वी आर स्टेइंग hearing Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha from senior Vaishnava, that place is Siddham Vrindavan Dham. And yes, Mataji, in Sadhu Sangha, almost 8 years, when we doing seva together, Mataji, we learn so many things from each and every Vaishnava. Still our Bal Vrinda and your Balram, they also teach us some lesson to us. So we have to always open our eyes and that we can learn from Vaishnava. It's not matter of what age they are. Koti koti danbat pranam beta. Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev ki jay, Gopinath ki jay. Pranamami sachi sita gauraram.
Thank you, Vrinda Gopinam.
Mere saath mere Prabhu bhi sun rahe the. Thank you, beta danbat.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Lalitangi Mataji is writing. Very beautiful song. Beautiful class, beautiful examples, and beautiful realizations. Thank you so much, Mataji. Harita Mataji is saying, Hare Krishna. Mataji, Dhamma Pranam, very beautiful. Very beautiful explained with very beautiful examples. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. And she also said, the last time you told was very nice, Hari Bol. Yashomati Mataji saying, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna Mataji. So beautiful pastimes of Mahaprabhu. You narrated that very beautifully. I love that Ashtakam. Thank you. Dhanvat Pranam.
Thank you, Mataji.
Once again, I would like to thank our grace Padma Sakhi Mataji for a valuable time and wonderful association today. Thank you so much, Mataji, for a very beautiful Maitreya class. You explained all the stanzas so beautifully. I'm looking forward to your beautiful association in the near future. Dear devotees, if there's no more questions or realization at this time, I would like to pay my obeisances to Her Grace Padma Sakhi Mataji and all the assembled devotees. Do I have your permission to close the call, Mataji?
I think we can end.
Okay, Mataji. Vaishnavyo, Namo Nama. Ananta Koti Vaishnavandi Ki Jai.
Jai.
Thakur Ji Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. 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 Padma Sakhi Mataji Ki Jai.
Jai.
Hari Bol. Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
How much? 5 to 11. Okay.
Okay, we can. Is ending the call here. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Ma.